Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Daf Lamed Zayin. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top, where it says, the last word of the line, Umi. Umi Amar Yehuda Arbat Minim in Midyach Min Alo. Is that true? Rabbi Yehuda says you can only use for the sukkah, you can only use Dal Minim. Your sukkah has to be made out of Dal Minim? Would that be true? V'atanya, we have a bryce that it says like this, Sichacha. By the way, it's for schach. The quality you can make whatever you want. The schach can only be made out of dalamin. Is that true? That's what we said yesterday. For Tanya, sichacha ben nesarim.
Don't we have a pasuk from the refuse of the
dalaminim? Refuse of the grapes.
Yeah.
Right. So one second. The Tanya, sichacha ben nesarim shel erez. We said that yesterday. That was for the walls.
Yeah.
We said that was for the walls. So we said it yesterday. That when that pasuk said that, it meant the walls. It didn't mean the schach. The schach meant it was a different pasuk from Ezra and Nehemiah or something. But we said the same thing. But sichacha ben nesarim, if you use boards, what kind of boards? Boards are not mezalamim, are they? Sichacha ben nesarim, shel erez. Erez, what's erez? Cedar. Sheyesh ba dal tvachim, divrei kol psula. It's too big, no good. Why? Remember we said it's exterior, you can think it's your house. Ain't ben dal tvachim. If it's not dal tvachim, Rameir posel. Rameir said it's still no good. Rabbi Huda makshir. Rabbi Huda said it's good. Same Rabbi Huda. What is cedar wood? Right? Umod Rameir shem yeshlo ben esel nesar. Kamal neser. If you have space in between each board, enough to fill in kosher tzchach, sheminiach pesel ben emuk shira. You put pesel means kosher tzchach. Doesn't mean posel. You put kosher tzchach in between and you're good to go. What do you see from here? That Rabbi Huda held. You could use boards. Man of cedar wood. That's not one of the dalaminim. Says the Gemara, no, it's one of the dalaminim. My erez, what is erez? Hadas. It's hadasim. How where'd that come from? Kedirav baravuna, dam rav baravuna, ami be rav, asara mini arazim haim. There are 10 different kinds of cedar. Shenemar etain bamidbar erez shita v'hadas. So you know what? It's hadasim. So it doesn't have to be hadasim. It can be from a hadasim tree. Or boards made out of adasim erez cedar because it's the same thing, and therefore that's what he says. That's what he says. The schach can only be made out of the dalavino. Okay. Then we said Rameir Omer afilu b'meshicha. You can even use any kind of rope to tie the lulav together, right? Tanya Amar Meir Ma'isa b'Yakira Yerushalayim. There was a story of the Yakira, the rich people in Yerushalayim, the Yakirim, right? The rich people in Yerushalayim. They would use falulav begiminios shelzav with golden rings. Amrulo misham raya. That's not a raya. Well, you can use whatever you want. Bimino hoya ogdin osa milmata. Down underneath the gold, they had regular lulav material, and they put gold on top just for show. So really, that's not an issue. Because it's not touching, it's not binding the lulav. What's binding the lulav is really lulav. Then they put gold on top for show. So therefore what? So it's not a raya. It's not a raya. Rameir said you could do whatever you want, right? And now he said that in the Mishnah. And now they bring a braisa. It says the exact same thing. That's in the Mishnah, right? Amar Rameir, my sabanchi Yerushalayim she ognas lulavayim b'gminyo shel zav. They used to do that. Amrulo, that doesn't mean you're right, they told him. Bimina hu ayag din asol mata. It's the exact same thing over here. What are we adding on by bringing this brisa? The answer is nothing. There's nothing different from the brisa, except for one word. In the Mishnah it says, Anshe Yerushalayim. And here it says, Yakire Yerushalayim. What's the difference? What's the difference between Anshe and Yakire? Anshe means everybody, people. Yakir means the rich people. Right?
Does that make any difference?
It makes no difference. Halachically? It makes no difference.
Exactly.
Hashkafically, says the Kapos Tamarim, that really, when, what? The Kapos Tamarim says, halachically, it's going to make a difference. Hashkafically, only the rich people did that. The regular person didn't have to do that. You don't always have to do what the rich people are doing. You, I'm not a rich person, I don't have to do that. The rich people let them do that. That's the hashkafa.
That's horrible.
Why?
It's a nice concept.
You don't always have to chase after what the rich people are doing. The rich people are there.
This is a halachic discussion.
Right, right.
Don't bring that out of nowhere.
Because he changed the word. It says Yakire.
A regular person doesn't have the gold to put on it.
Exactly. So maybe they should try and borrow and this and that. No, don't have to do that. Yakire did it. You don't have to do that. Okay, that's the best I can say.
Presumably there were two very similar Tanakh statements.
Yeah.
And Rebbe chose one to be a Mishnah and the other to be a Braisa.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he picked the right one to be a Mishnah because that's what on everybody.
Right. Right. Next. Amaluhu Rabba Lahanu Megadli Hashana. Rabba said to the people he used to bind the Hoshanas, to bind the Lulav, he would tell them, to be Reish Galusa, in the house of the Reish Galusa, Ki Gadlisi Hoshana, to be Reish Galusa. When you go do that, when you're binding up the Hoshanas, the Lulav, for the Reish Galusa, Shire Be Beis Yad, leave over a space where you can hold it, Ki Heichid Lo Taiti Chatzitza. It shouldn't be a Chatzitza. I'm not 100% sure what he's using for the binding, but whatever it is, make sure you're holding on to the Lulav. Rava Amar, no. Kol Lina Oso in a Chotzes. If you're using it to grab, it's not a problem. It's never going to be a problem, right? Anything doing, kolon also means for noi. Anything doing to beautify the lulav is not a problem of chazitza. So binding it makes it beautiful. Right? Instead of all haphazard things, it's all nicely bound. That's not a problem of chazitza. From our rabba, lo linkit ilish hoshana.
It's not chazitza if you're using what, another material?
I'm not 100% sure.
It has to be.
It has to be, right. It's not a chatzitza. Listen to this. Look at the next one. Amar Rabba, lo linkit inish hoshana besudra. Don't wear gloves when you're shaking the lulav. Don't wear gloves. Why? Debi'ina l'kichatam v'leka. Because otherwise you're not holding it. Sudra doesn't mean gloves. I'm saying gloves. It means a scarf. But the same idea. V'rava amar, no. L'kicha al yedei dover acher, shmo l'kicha. L'kicha al yedei dover acher is called l'kicha. In other words, wearing gloves is fine. Fine.
Is this why those who are knowing to wear, to fill in on Chol HaMoed, take them off before they do Hallel?
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with that at all. I don't know why they. I don't know. I don't know. No. What's the connection?
Because otherwise it would be a chatzitza when they.
That no. Someone's gonna talk about that. We're gonna get to that issue about the tefillin and the chazitza. We're gonna get to that in the next 2 days. Yeah, and now you're just jogging memory. Okay, Tulsa brings out a whole story about a kohen who wore gloves because he didn't want to get his hands dirty during the avoda. What? The whole time, and they were upset. They were upset at him, right? And the answer is they were upset at him. What are you wearing gloves for? Didn't the Gemara just say l'kicha ayidi davar achar shmei l'kicha? So why can't you? Because there he was doing it because it's a bezayin. It's a bezayin for a kohen to wear gloves. Here it's not a bezayin. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe have some. I don't know. You don't want to get a rash or something. So it's not a bezayin. So therefore it's okay. But in Tosfos was talking about this kohen didn't want to wear gloves. It's a Gemara somewhere in Psachim. It's a bezayin. Okay. Amar Rava. If we didn't have more to discuss, I would do the whole tosses inside, but we have much more to discuss on Amud Beis with Halal, so we don't have time for that. Amar Rava, Mana Minala, the Lakicha Ade Davar Acher, Shmel Lakicha. How do I know that Lakicha Ade Davar Acher is Shmel Lakicha? How do I know that? Ditnan, there's a Mishnah Mesechus Para that says like this. You have your Azov grass, your Azov, and you have to stick it into the cup of water and then sprinkle it. The problem is that you can't get the azov into the cup. It's too far away, the water. I'm not 100% sure what the case is, but it's too far away, the water. So what you do is you tie a rope to the end of the azov, stick the rope, then let the azov down into the cup, and you're able to get the azov wet, and then you can sprinkle it on the guy who's tame. Did I say that right?
Yeah. The case is that the azov is short.
Short.
Cup is
narrow,
very small,
so it doesn't fit.
No,
you can't get.
It's not warm enough.
So how are you going to get it? You're going to stick some kind of rope in there and get it out somehow. Anyway, Azov Katzer. The Azov is too short. Misapko b'chut. You can put a string, the kavush, let it down. V'tova l'mala ova oches biyado be'azov umaze. Somehow you're going to do that with some extra material to get the Azov out. Am I? V'lagach v'tova l'av rachmana. Why is that good? It says v'lokach v'taval el av shma amina l'kicha idid av rachesh ma l'kicha. So what do you see from here? that this rope is not Azov, it's still good. So what's the difference if it's a rope or your gloves or a handkerchief? Doesn't make a difference. Mimai, Mabdil Mashani Hassan, maybe it's different over there. Kivan de Chavre, Kivan de Chavre, Kigufe Dami. Well, maybe because since I attached it, it's considered part of the Azov, and you can have such a thing. Ella Mehacha, a different case. Also a complicated case over here. Nafal Mishvoferes was Shokes. If the water moved from a Shvoferes to some kind of tube, Lashokes to some kind of cup, Puzzle. It's Puzzle. What's Puzzle? The water is Puzzle. Why? Because the water can only become kosher if it's done with Kavana. And here somehow it's spilled from one to the other by itself. It's not Bekavana, and therefore it's Puzzle, and therefore you don't have Mayim Chaim. Okay? So I think that's the story, right? It wasn't done with Kavana?
Yeah, it seems like it was done out of order.
Out of order. Ha'ipilohu kosher. But if you did it, took the Shvoferet and poured it in, it's fine. Amai, why is it fine? V'lachal v'lachal v'nasan amarachmana. El alav sh'mamina. L'kicha didavracha sh'malakicha. You see that the lekicha done some other way is considered lekicha still. So there's no difference. By the same thing by over here, by the lulav, if you're wearing up gloves, it would be fine.
That's not a good comparison, because with the lulav, the actual taking of the lulav is the mitzvah.
Here it's a heksher mitzvah. I hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Vama Rava. Next head. Next one. Lo ladut. Here it's a Gemara. Lo ladut inish. Listen to this. Lo ladut. It's not. It's Amar Rabba. I'm sorry. Lo ladut inish lulava bahoshana. Don't insert your lulav into your hoshana means lulav and hoshana lulav hadasim and aravos. Don't the bundle. Don't stick the lulav in. Dilma maybe natre tarfi v'havi chatzitza. The pieces of the lulav are going to come off. And it's going to be a chatzitza between the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos, because they're not connected.
That's the one you brought down yesterday.
That's right. It's a Gemara. Now, it's not quoted halacha. V'rava amar, min bimino eino chotzeitz. That's not a chatzitza. It's min bimino. In other words, the lulav and detached lulav, and next to the detached lulav is the aravos. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? V'amar rabba, a similar halacha, Lo liguz inish lulava bahoshana. Don't cut off the lulav after it's already placed with the hoshanas. The mishtayre hutza v'havi chatzitza. Because maybe there's leftover, junk next on the lulav because it just detached it. V'havi chatzitza. And again, it's going to be a chatzitza. Rava Amar min bimino ena chotzeitz. Min bimino is not chotzeitz. If you go to in the back of the Masechta, there's 2 pages about that red stuff on the lulav. That red stuff? It's called kara. What is the story with that? Is it a chatzitza? Is it bimbimino in a chotzitz? What is that stuff? Right? So, I think most people say it's not an issue. Because most people have it. No one removes it. Right? Okay. From our rabba.
That last case is actually makes more sense.
That what?
How the issue goes up. So if you cut off, you're going to leave pieces in there.
Right. That's right. That's right. Okay, now the next Gemara is also not easy. There's a lot of halacha on this Gemara. We're not going to do it just fast. From our rabba, hadas shel mitzvah, hadas that you use for a mitzvah, asr lahareach bo. You're not allowed to smell them. Esrog shel mitzvah, mutar lahareach bo. But the esrog you're allowed to smell. My time was the reason for that. Hadasim dilarecha koi. Hadasim, really, the only purpose they serve is people smell them. They use them for besamim, Friday night people smell it. So if you have, that's hadasim. So ki akse merecha akse. When you set it aside, it was set aside. Ki akse merecha akse. By using it for a mitzvah, I'm not using it to smell. I'm setting it aside for a mitzvah. Therefore, I'm not allowed to smell it. However, Esrog de la achila koi. Esrog, normally people eat them. What do you do with an esrog during the year? If you have one. You eat it. You don't use it for a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah the rest of the year. Hadasim, you use the whole year to smell. So on Yom Tov, you can't smell them. Esrog, the whole year you use it for eating. So ki aksiye, when you set it aside now for the mitzvah, me'achila aksiye. You set it aside from eating it only. That you shouldn't do. But to smell it, 100% you can smell it. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha down. A complicated exceptions, you shouldn't really do it, not even the Esrog, very complicated. Yes, yes, on both. Yeah, might be a different bracha. As the Mishnah Berurah says, not sure which bracha to make, maybe you should avoid it, I don't know, it's complicated. On the smelling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and
yeah. Atze on the Ladasim, what about the Esrog?
The Esrog?
Yeah, it's not Atze, it's... There might be some other bracha, yeah.
The same bracha you make on it when you do it during Yom Kippur.
Right, what bracha is that?
Right.
But that besamim. No, but then there's besamim in the Esrog. Somebody sits there and puts cloves in the Esrog.
Which is one of the reasons they do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know which bracha to make.
If you smell the fruit, you don't make besamim.
To make it look good. Just to smell the cloves.
You do.
Vamar Rabba said, Hadas b'mechubor, if hadasim are attached to the ground, mutul harayachbo, you're allowed to smell them. Esrog b'mechubor, for Esrog still attached to the ground, asul harayachbo. My time, what's the reason for that? Hadas del malareach koi, hadasim are made to smell. So isharis lay, if we allow you to smell it, lo asil nigzeh. We're not choshish, you're going to cut them off. Not choshish for that. Why? Because I can smell them here and I can smell them there. What's the difference? Esrog lachila koi, esrog normally eaten, isharis lay, if I allow you to smell it, asil nigzeh. We're afraid you're going to cut it off. Because nobody eats things that are attached to the ground. They'll take it off to eat it, so we're afraid. They don't even smell it. V'amar Rabba said, lulav biyamin, the lulav is in the right hand, the esrog bismol, esrog's in the left hand. My time, but why is that? Why is that? Hani tlasa mitzvahs, v'hai chada mitzvah. One has three, and one has one. The lulav has three, the esrog has one, and therefore, that's why, the lulav goes in the right hand. What if you did it backwards? What if you did it backwards? Is it good? It's a machlokas. What if you're a lefty? Do you do it the opposite? What? Yeah.
That's always the right answer.
Right, so it's a complicated story. It's a complicated halacha, what you do if you're a lefty. But some say the Gemara's question was, not why is the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. The question was, why isn't everything in the right hand? Why don't you put all four in the right hand? Why not? Because we'll do it in a minute, Rashi.
How are you
going to
do that?
Amalei Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Zvika, my tam lam over achinen ela al natilas lulav. Why do we make the bracha only on the lulav? What answer would you give?
Same answer.
What's the answer?
Everything's hanging on the lulav.
Ha'el v'gov mikulam. No, because it's the tallest.
So what?
Says Rashi. Chashav hu. V'nikra ha'eged al shemo. And it's called a lulav.
How about this? The one that's expensive is the esrog.
Correct.
It should be on the esrog.
That's right. Right? So 1 second. So the Gemara asks, "V'lag be le'esrog v'levarich." Why don't you make a bracha on the esrog? What's the Gemara's question? We just said that the lulav comes first because it's the tallest. Right? That's what the Gemara says. It's the tallest. Rashi said it's the chashav. And therefore, it's called the lulav. It's called on, when you say the dalamin, you say lulav, you mean all four. You don't mean the lulav, you mean all four. So the Gemara asks, v'lag be le'esrog v'levarich. What about the esrog? What about the esrog?
I'm saying let's lift the esrog
up. Lift the esrog up and make a bracha on it.
Right, so now you're holding the esrog high, and it's lower than the lulav. And
right.
And you've got yourself a,
So.
What?
What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? That you should say, Al-Nasil is Esrog? Is that what he's saying?
I guess.
And not Lulav?
Then you make a separate bracha on the
Esrog. Is that what he's asking? Not sure. So Maran said, the question is, the bracha should be in the Esrog, not the Lulav. You know why? Because it's in the Pasuk mentioned first. So how can you tell me the other one's more chashav? Why is it mentioned first? The bracha should be on the Esrog. That's what the bracha should be. Why? It's mentioned first. There are other ways to learn that. You could say no. Maybe if you take a second bracha on the Esrog. Like you said, it's so expensive. Amalei, the answer is no. Hal ubimino govami kulam. Still, in all situations, oh, maybe the Gemara is asking, make the Esrog higher than the Lulav? Right? The answer is no. It goes back in the ground. In the ground, the tallest tree from the four is the Lulav tree. The Dekel's the tallest one. You could make your little Esrog taller, that's ridiculous. The Lulav is the tallest tree, and therefore that's what it wins. Okay.
The rabbis could have said that the bracha should be on the Tilat Abam Minim.
What? Exactly. So why is it on the Lulav?
Yeah.
Why is it on the Lulav? Why do we say Al Natil's Abam Minim? Why do we say Al Natil's Lulav? Says Rashi, because it's the most chashuv. The Gemara says it's the tallest. And Tosfos says, I don't understand one thing. Kasha, little Tosfos here. The Havilah Lameimar Hol Ubishir go from Mikulam. The Lulav is the tallest one, because it's the biggest shear. What are you busy with where it grows in the ground? Who cares about that? A funny answer the Gemara gives. No, Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Right?
I still think it should be asked.
What?
I still think it
was. The question is, was it always that way? That's the question. Was it always that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Takes more to cultivate an Esrog. And you just cut the thing off.
What? Okay, next. Heichon hayu mina'anan. Heichon hayu mina'anan. When do you do na'nu'im? When do you do na'nu'im?
When everybody else does.
First, before you get to that question, when do you do na'nu'im? When do you do na'nu'im? Who said there's na'nu'im? Where did na'nu'im come from? Who said anything about na'nu'im? When do you do na'nu'im? Who said na'nu'im? So, the answer is... What? Yeah. Right, exactly. But there's a source for it somewhere. Right? So we're going to see the answer in a minute. And the answer is, well, didn't we just say that a cotton's chayev when it's a dale and anua? So there's a reference to nanuim already. No, it's not. There's no pasuk.
Exactly. The question is right.
We're going to have half pasukim. So when do we do nanuim? Behodu l'Hashem, t'chila v'sof. Okay. A sitter would help. Here. Thank you. So in Hallel, we have the following, the end of Hallel, when we shake the lulav, we have Kuf Yud Ches, which starts off, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, Yomer No Yisrael Ki Lom Chazdo, Yomer No Beis Aron, Yomer No Be'Hashem. Then this Min HaMeitzar. Then at the end of this, the last Pasuk is Hodul Hashem Ki Tov again. So it starts off Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov, it ends Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov. Says the Mishnah, Heichon Hayu Na'nu'im, Behodu L'Hashem T'chila V'Sof. Hodu L'Hashem, in the beginning and the end. Says Rashi, Hodu Sheb T'chilas HaPerek, the Hodu in the beginning of the Perek, V'Hodu Sheb B'Sof HaPerek, and the Hodu at the end of the Perek. B'Sof HaHalel, at the end of Halel. That's the end of Halel. That is the Halel, which is a bracha. The end of Halel. Min Hodu Ad Sof Halel, says Rashi, from Hodu to the end of Hallel, is Chada Parsha, B'minyan Parshios, Shel Sefer Tehillim. It's one parak in Tehillim. You should know. In case you didn't know that, it's one parak in Tehillim. When do you shake? Hodu and Hodu. Right? Says Tosfos, I'm going to do the whole thing now, Hodu L'Hashem T'chila B'Sof, Hodu Shev T'chila S'Perek, for Hodu Shev B'Sof HaPerek. Min hodu at sofa, it's just reading Rashi, it's just saying Rashi again. Where am I? Min hodu at sofa halal chala parshahi, b'minyan parshah, shall say for tilim, hachber for chunjit. V'yesh mefarshim, t'chilas ha-pasuk, v'sof ha-pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk. Right? Why does that make more sense? That means you shake it twice in the beginning of the pasuk, in the beginning. Rashi said it means the beginning of the perek, and the end of the perek. We do that. We shake it by Hodu, and by Hodu again. Tosfos says, Roshan said it means the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. All the Gemara says is Behodol Hashem Tchila V'Sof. Rashi says it means the beginning of the perek and the end of the perek. Tosfos says it could mean the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk.
What's the end of the perek?
The end of the perek is Behodol Hashem Kitov again. After On Hashem Oshiyana. Right? There was this Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem. Behodol Hashem again.
So what's the end of the pasuk?
Behodol Hashem Kitov, shake. Kilom Chazdo, shake again. Right? V'lav Milsa, he says to us. That's not right. Right? Right? By the way,
I'm not sure what he's asking.
He's not asking anything. He's saying some hold the Tchil of Asof doesn't mean the end of the Perek. It means the end of the puzzle. Hodu Hashem. Hodu Hashem Tchil.
The Mishnah is very simple. I mean, why is he... What are you looking into?
Because I'll tell you why. The Mishnah continues. Uba'ana Hashem Hoshiana. Divira Beit Hillel. Beishami Omer Af Ba'ana Hashem Atzlichana. If Tchil of Asof means the beginning of the Perek and the end of the Perek, then the Mishnah is out of order.
Who said Perek?
Rashi!
I understand it, but the thing is very simple.
Is that say Kasha Rashi?
So is Tosfos.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
That's right. That's right. Rashi says, Tchila V'Sof. Tchila means the beginning of the parak. Sof means...
Hashem, and then Sof.
And then Sof, exactly. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Therefore, it must mean Tchila V'Sof of the Pasuk. Also, then the Michtam says, it should have said Tchila Rishon of Achron, not Tchila V'Sof. Beginning and the end. Says to us, don't worry. We have a kash on Rashi. The Mishnah is out of order. V'lav Milsi, it's not right. Ela B'Hodu Menanea Pamechad. By Hodu you shake how many times? One time. V'chein ba'ana Hashem Oshiyana, kibbeis Hillel. V'lo ba'ana Hashem Atzlichana, kibbeis Shammai. We don't hold it by Shammai, obviously. V'taima debeis Hillel, af al pi she'in ana Hashem Oshiyana, tchilas haperek. Even though it's not the beginning of the perek, it's the middle of a perek, why are we shaking? The answer is, v'lo b'sof haperek. Menanein, we still shake anyway. Why? B'shub d'ksiv, because it says, at oz yiranenu atzeh hayar v'fnei Hashem, ki bo'al l'shmor es ha'aretz. Fine. In other words, since it mentions Hoshea next to shaking, so we do it by Ona Hashem as well. One second. Ona Hashlichana, only by Shammai. Nobody does that. Nobody does that.
Even according to Rashi, you can pull that out anyway.
It's just out of order. It's out of order then.
Not really.
It's out of order. Because on Hashem, it says Hodol Hashem Tchil of Sof, which means beginning of the parak and the end of the parak, and then in the middle of the parak too. It's out of order. And by on Hashem as well. It's out of order. Now.
By the way, I'm just thinking about, maybe not. I mean, it's definitely out of order.
Right.
Otherwise it would have been written much more different.
Correct.
But
don't worry. Even though it's written out of order, it's still the halacha.
Yeah,
still the halacha. Then, Tosva says... The Achshav, now, Nagu Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur has a minug, Yomar, Omer Yomar Na, Yisrael, Fat Tzibur Onin Hodu, V'chein B'yomru Na Yivei Hashem, a Tzibur Menanei, and I'll call Hodu V'Hodu, She'onin Achar Shliach Tzibur, Aval Shliach Tzibur Lo Yinanei. Now, says Tosfos, we shake all four times. The Shliach Tzibur maybe not, but the Olam certainly can. The Tosa says.
What's an afkamina between the Shliach Tzibur and the Olam?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
So when we do Nanuim after we make the bracha, that's just a custom, is it? It's not an Olam.
Correct. It's a whole discussion where that comes from. Now.
The people that don't.
Right. Right, so we'll get to that in a minute. The Ran argues on Tosos, and the Ran says you only shake one time. At the end of Halal, he agrees you shake twice, because we say the pasuk twice, Hodol Hashem Kitov twice, but at the beginning of Halal you shake once. The Mechaber says one time. The Ramah says all four times. So you can talk about the Ramah. Rabbi Yashiv says, and the Achronim say, and if you do it not like what the shul's doing, it's not an issue of Losis Go to do. He says it about the directions as well. If you shake in a different direction than the Sheikh Tzibur, it's not because it's not how it's not losis go to do. But that's not the main reason. The main reason is because it's only a minug. It's only a minug. It's a minug. It's a din, whatever. It's not so ma'akev. Can't do it the other way. This guy's davens Ashkenaz and Sfarda. It's not an issue. Not an issue. That Tosa says, Miyesh Farshim Afa Sheikh Tzibur Tzarach Mananea. Sheikh Tzibur also should shake. Why not? Ava Agav Tzibura Sh'ona B'chol Pam Pam Hodu U'menanei and Mananea Nami Sheikh Tzibur. Bayomer Na Uvi Imruna. Bayomer Na Uvi Imruna. Ubashaz Bracha, hey, listen to this. Ubashaz Bracha, so it's a different minhagim. When the Sheikh Tzibur shook, how many times the Oilim shook, it's all been hagim. And they're all good, and the machlokas are machaber d'arma, and you can do whatever you want. Ubashaz HaBracha, lo matzidum chayev lananua, b'mitzvas nutilas nutila. What about when you shake awake the Bracha for the first time? I haven't found that. Ela midamrinan bepirkin, katan hayadeh lananea chayev bololov. Katan's chayiv and lulav. When he's old enough to shake. Mashma, that's mashma, dimenanea tchilos habracha. Mashma, to make the bracha. Afal pi, she'en yadeh likros halel, a katan can shake a lulav and esrog before they're ready to come to shul and say halel. It's an earlier stage. Every three-year-old knows what lulav and esrog is. They're so excited to see their father. No three-year-olds will come to shul and daven halel. That's a different madriga. Says Tosis, what do you see from here? That there's an Indian to Bunanua when you make the bracha. Interesting. Right, the guy's on the traveling, so before you leave, make sure you go hear shofar, you shake a lulav, Megillah, Mashma Demananea, below halal. Even when you're not saying halal, you should shake it too. There's a minute argument about that as well. Okay? Now we can go back to the Mishnah. On Hashem Moshiyana, Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim, Af on Hashem Atzlichana. Very interesting. Anyone notice something unique about this Mishnah? What's unique is Beis Hillel is mentioned first. He's never mentioned first. Never mentioned first. You know why he's mentioned first? Because Beis Shammai is not arguing on Beis Hillel. He's just adding. Beis Shammai is not arguing. Beis Shammai agrees. You say, but on Hashem Moshiyana. What about on Hashem Atzlichana? Says Beis Hillel, that you don't do. And as far as I know, no one does that. Because only Beis Shammai said to do it. He's not arguing, he's adding on, therefore he comes second. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sofa Yisi, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, I once was watching them, Shebachal Ha'am, Ha'yimananein, it's Lulavein, Vehein Lo Laneu, Ela Ba'an Hashem Moshiyana. Everybody was shaking, and they only shook by on Hashem Moshiyana. This is where the Rabbi Yashin gets it from. You see that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were not shaking when everyone else was shaking. It wasn't their minute. Nothing wrong with that.
That's the question. Whenever you have somebody who says something that it doesn't cause any damage, like what's the harm?
Right.
Why not just say, Beis Shammai said, let's do it anyhow. What's
right.
the deal?
Right. Why not do it?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good question.
In a case where you might be over something, I get it, but or it's undermines what you're doing.
Right.
There's no harm, no foul. Why not just do it anyhow?
Right. So why not? That's a good question. Yeah. And that's a good question. Now, says the Gemara, Nanu Amandakar Shmei, who mentioned anything about Nanu? Where did Nanu come from? The answer is, Hasam Koi, Kal Lulav Shyeshbo, Shlosha Tvacha Kedilana Neabo, Kasher, we said. You have the Lulav has to be taller so you can shake it. Kamar Hechem and Nanu, and then we have it. How do you do it? Tanan Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Menachos, Shtel Lechem, which they kiss via Tzeres, the two breads and the two animals of Shavuot. Ketav Yosef, what do you do? Meniach shtei alechem al gabe shtei hakvasim. You put the breads on top of the animals. Umeniach yodo tachtei. You put your hands underneath them. Umeinif umolech umevi. And you shake them. Ma'alu umorid. Up and down. Shenemar asher hunaf asher huram. Omer b'yochanan. Molech umevi. Lemisha abaruchas shalom. You wave them in the four directions of the world. Ma'alu umorid. Up and down. Lemisha shemaim va'aretz shalom. Six directions. Four directions of the world. Up and down. V'maravam asni hachi. Amar of Chava Baruch Ukva, Amar of Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Molech Umevi, Kedei La'atzer Ruach Ros. This is a Gemara. This is not a Kabbalistic thing, although it sounds Kabbalistic. Why do you shake a lulav and esrog? La'atzer Ruach Ros, to hold back the bad Ruach. Malu Morid, Kedei La'atzer Talalim Ro'im, to hold back the bad do. The Gemara. This is Niglas HaTorah. This is not Nister. This is Niglas HaTorah. It's very, very mysterious. Right? Gemara says that. So, Tosfos is busy with the following issue. Right, listen to this Tosfos. You have 5 minutes to do it. The Perek Kol Menachos, Boz Matzah, and that's the name of the Perek. For Chashiv Kol Ha'Tu'unin Tenufa, V'Shem Lo B'Chol Tenufa Sosin Kein El Daf Kavidul She'Alechem, V'Datzeres V'Chein Lulav. Okay, fine. Mishum Darmin and Perek Hamad Rosh Hashanah, D'Gzardin Nechtan B'Pesach Al Tvua, on Pesach it's Tvua, Al Tzeres Al Peiros Ilan, B'Chag Al Amayim, L'Kach, therefore, Hamananea B'Lulav, Yesh B'Holacha V'Hava, you have to shake the Lulav back and forth. Uba'aruch, bepirish be'erech na, in the aruch, under the entry of the word na, which is what the word nanua means, dika b'yushalmi tana, oh yeah, tarach lananea gimel pa'amim, you have to shake the lulav 3 times, al kal davar v'davar, in every direction, 3 times. Okay? By Reb Zera, so Reb Zera asked the following question, heichon chad v'heichon chad, so I have to shake it 3 times, Yushalmi says, is back once, and back to me two? V'heichon chad, and then back again is 3? O Dilma, heichon v'heichon chad. Back and forth is 1. Back and forth is 2. Back and forth is 3. This is what Tosfos is busy with. How do you shake 3 times? What do people do? Pirish, kvar amarti, shtarach lanu, gimel pa'amim. What that means is, you have to shake 3 times. By Reb Zera, and Reb Zera was asking, Holacha pamachas v'ba pamachas? Is back and forth each one? O Dilma, O halacha v'ba pamachas, nechshavim. Back and forth is considered one. And then I got to do that 3 times. V'tzarech l'holach l'havi shlosha pa'amim. Which one is it?
That makes absolutely no sense.
Why?
1, 2, 3. Now I'm stuck out here?
Yeah.
How do I get back?
Okay. They're not shaking it. Tanan Tavim Perik, listen to the riot he brings.
Wait, backwards. Let's use yours. Use yours then. 1, 2, 3. Now I'm back here. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So Taman Tanin Perik Benida, Perik Isha, that Gabi Shiva Samamonim Avir Nefakesim. The Gemara there says that there are 7 different ingredients to get rid of a stain, a blood stain from a woman. There are 7 ingredients. And Vitzarach Lechaskis Shaloshapam, you have to rub it 3 times to get rid of the stain. Al Kol Echad, Reb Zera Boy. So Reb Zera asks, 1 second, what do you mean 3 times? Is this 1, 2, 3? Or I got to do the same thing. Back and forth is 1. Back and forth is 2. And back and forth is 3.
What
to get rid of
the question is that on the Mitzvah? It's taking ingredients, rub it, and see what happens.
Heichen chad v'heichen chad, or heichen chad v'heichen chad. V'lo ifshet. There's no answer to that question. The kivon v'lo ifshet of dinu l'chumra. Since you don't have an answer, the machmir, which means shalosh pa'am l'chol echad v'echad. Back and forth is considered 1 time. It's b'machmer about this issue. Al kadoshano v'ha'hi boy dekesem ika isinami v'talmud didon. We have the same thing in our Gemara. Benida b'perak Isha. The bar Reb Yirmiya am toyi v'osichad odilma am toyi v'chad v'osichad. Reb Yirmiya asked the same question. Obviously, Reb Yirmiya asked that question. Is back and forth 1 or is back and forth 2? How would that make a difference? Say with lulav. Perak ve'elu menachos gabi shalosh meos shifa v'chamesh meos be'ita. Same thing, you have to pound the thing 500 times or 300 times. The Bayer Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm to you, Chad, or Dilma, is it each one, or it's that, you know, each one of those two is considered one. So Tosfos is not answered, no question, the question is not answered, and therefore it's just issue machmet. Everyone has their own menhagim, what to do. Some, the Rambam says, that while you're moving it, you shake it. Some do that also. While you're moving it away from you, you're shaking it. Some don't do that. Some go like this, and then they shake it. All different menhagim. It's just an interesting thing that you know, Tosfos, who's a Rishon, is so busy with the minutia of a minhag. Right? It's not such a crazy thing. He's busy with minutia of...
It's not minutia.
Minutia is the wrong word. I won't say the word minutia. It's not a nice word. It's a little bit detailed. But very detailed.
Rules.
What? I understand. What's that about?
Otherwise, it's not going to work.
What's that about? Right. It's a very mystical idea. It just is. So you got to do it right.
So you got to do it right.
He's being a raya from cleaning off stains when you have to scrape, you know, wipe back and forth. Is back and forth one or is back and forth two instead of two? Same thing over here by Lulav. Everyone has their own minhag. Stick to your minhagim. If you don't have a minhag, go learn the halachas and see what you want to do. And we'll stop here. Tomorrow's even more of a busy daf. Tomorrow's a very nice daf. Very nice. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.